What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. And we're going to be talking. Well, first of all, we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to take John in Barbados, and then we're going to close the phone lines until I run out of news. John, what's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. What a great day. I was listening to Gary Franchi, and he suggested that Nigel Farage would be the U.S. ambassador to the EU. I fell on the floor laughing. I hope it's true.
Well, there's a lot of rumors flying around right now, and it's hard to pin anything down. We know that the old neocons are trying to infiltrate Trump's White House. I think that was the argument that resulted in Chris Christie being demoted and Mike Pence being put in charge of the transition. There's a lot of rumors. There's a lot of pressure trying to get them. But very little is actually finalized. And until it is, we shouldn't be jumping all over Donald Trump. I mean, the media is unloading on Bannon right now. I mean, they're out there screaming that he's an anti-Semite. He's a white nationalist. And basically what's going on here, of course, is Bannon, who's going to be Trump's top policy advisor, comes out of the independent media. The corporate media does not have an in the Trump White House, and that's why they're in a panic. They literally bet their network licenses on Hillary Clinton being the president and crushing out the upstart independent media for them, and now they're not going to get that. And that's why they're crying and screaming and whining and thrashing around right now.
Well, I keep telling most of my friends that whatever they're hearing over the net about the appointees to Donald Trump's cabinet, nothing is certain. He's not said who his team is. Nobody from the campaign has said who's there apart from two appointees. That's it.
Yeah, and it's kind of, well, we're hearing more and more that Trey Gowdy is going to be the attorney general, which certainly I agree with. All of Hillary's supporters are going to find some reason to say, oh, Trey Gowdy, he's corrupt, he's this, he's that, he tap dances barefoot on shag carpeting and the rest of that. But you're right, nothing is finalized. And it's kind of weird to see the media say Trump may be considering X for a cabinet position, and then they come back, how could Donald Trump even be thinking about having X as a cabinet position? It just shows he's got... And they literally are creating, out of thin air, reasons to attack him.
Well, I think if Trey Gowdy does become the Attorney General, who's going to take his place? Because in that Congress, in that those inquiries that is taking place, Trey Gowdy is the attack dog. He is going after whoever and whatever for the truth behind all these criminal activities and what have you. So,
well,
he'll be sadly missed.
He's certainly going to be far more potent as Attorney General than as the attack dog in Congress. But my understanding is that any member of Congress who has to leave before their term is over for a promotion, the governor of their state appoints a replacement that is seated until the next regular election.
Yep. Okay then, Michael. That's all I had. I just wanted to see if you'd heard anything about Nigel Farage being the U.S. ambassador to the EU.
I had heard that. But ultimately, it's going to depend on who is Secretary of State, because Secretary of State has a great deal of influence over who gets those ambassadorships. Although we all know from long history past, ambassadorships tend to be a plum that is handed out to supporters. So we'll see what's going to happen. But I would love to see Nigel Farage in that position. I agree with you.
Okay, thank you, Michael. That's all I had.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. Very interesting little story that we're seeing coming out of alexanderhiggins.com, talking about how all of these people being hired by Soros to just do all these protests all across America, they're actually having an impact on the jobless numbers. And it's kind of funny. And, of course, Hillary's fact checkers are saying it's absolutely a lie that anybody is being paid to show up at these protests. And the corporate media is out there saying, well, we're the real news and they're the fake news, so you can believe us when we tell you these are just ordinary citizens, blah, 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 blah. We've got it on tape. Some of these protesters saying, I don't know why I'm here. I answered an ad in Craigslist. I'm getting money to be here. I needed the money. I got to make rent. That's what's going on here. Now, Trump supporters are out there calling for boycotts of companies who are supporting these riots and protests and who continue to support Hillary Clinton as she tries to find some way to thwart the will of the American people and grab the White House for herself. Because she knows if she can't do it, she and her associates are looking at serious jail time. In fact, I think one thing we ought to be looking for is a bug out. On the instant that Hillary understands she's not going to be able to swing the Electoral College and that the color revolution in the streets of America has failed, she and Bill Clinton are going to be on an airplane to someplace without extradition. That's what's going to happen. We're going to do a shout-out here to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. We're still talking about politics. We're not taking any phone calls because I got a huge backlog of things to talk about. So Trump supporters are now out there saying it's time for boycotts. It's time for the American people to legally express their point of view. Now, obviously, these protesters are in violation of various laws, vandalism, damage, threats to kill the president-elect, which is a Title 18 felony. But we, the American people, have got legal means to bring pressure to bear. I was talking about this over the Super Bowl, having Lady Gaga as their halftime entertainment. Just start telling everybody you're not going to watch the Super Bowl this year because you want to see Lady Gaga. Contact the people who are advertising on the Super Bowl and saying, I know you're going to have a world-class commercial there because the Super Bowl is not just the Super Bowl of football. It's the Super Bowl of all the companies who make TV commercials. And I know because back when I worked for Robert Abel and Associates, I got a lot of my work onto the Super Bowl, and it was a big deal. So here's the thing. Just start calling the advertisers and saying, I'm not watching the Super Bowl this year because of Lady Gaga. You're wasting your advertising dollar. Meanwhile, Trump supporters are saying it's time to boycott Pepsi, Macy's, DreamWorks, and Netflix. It's kind of easy in my case. I don't drink Pepsi. The last time I was in Macy's, I didn't see anything I would want to buy in the first place. I don't have a Netflix subscription, but I'm going to be keeping an eye out for DreamWorks stuff at this point. And apparently, we need to start changing our business to NASCAR, Cars Made in America, all the rest of that. You can do it. Believe me that the corporate media, it will go on out there, but their weak spot are the advertisers. If you start calling up the advertisers and saying, or go to their website and write a comment, I am not watching the Super Bowl because of Lady Gaga, that will get filtered forward. And we should probably do that just to demonstrate the power of the independent media and the American people against George Soros organized rioting in the streets. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the establishment media has now declared war on the independent media. And they're out there taking the position, well, they're fake news. We're the real true news. They're the fake news. And like I said before, Saddam's nukes, Assad's gas, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, human-caused global warming. Hillary is leading by 12 percentage points, and they have the nerve to say we're the fakes. They have clearly not actually learned anything at all from what just happened in this election. They're just going to wipe the egg off their face and go back to being the establishment media, but now they're angry. They're angry, the independent media. We've got larger audiences than they do. CNN's viewership numbers dropped below those of the Gardening Channel at one point. Google has announced they're going to punish fake news websites by halting ads. They're not going to advertise on websites with fake news, meaning anything that doesn't fit the official narrative. And that's always the problem with all of this. Who gets to decide what is real and what is fake? I am certain that to Hillary Clinton, my article about Vince Foster is fake news, even though the recent release of the FBI's file on Vincent Foster validated all the points I made in questioning the story of a suicide. Oh, no, that's fake news. That's fake. We're not going to advertise with you. Too bad, Google. You never advertised with me in the first place. You've got no pull over my website. Deal with it. Now we're hearing talk about how the government wants to militarize social media. so that you social media only gives you what the government wants you to think now. I mean, this is the call for the end of the First Amendment, for the end of debate, for the end of discussion, for the end of different points of view, the end of diversity of opinion. They've already got control over the corporate media. They're trying to get control over the independent media. Good luck on that one. Now they want to take control of the social media. And we saw this already during this last election, where articles and tweets about Hillary's crimes and corruptions were being deleted because it was voter suppression to try and get people not to vote for Hillary Clinton just because she's a criminal and corrupt. And yet we see the hashtag assassinate Trump and hashtag rape Melania are surging all over the place because, after all, that's freedom of speech and freedom of expression. So, now then, in the world of computers, and we have had allegations of this before. As you know, Microsoft has had a major, major problem with Windows 10. They're trying to still get people to switch to it. Ever since the free upgrade and the arm twisting and in the dead of night upgrades stopped, nobody's actually buying it. Nobody's actually buying Windows 10 because of all the reported problems out there, concerns about spying, even more so than in earlier releases. And of course, Windows 10 heralds the age of rented software. And that's a big, big, big problem. So Microsoft is trying to get everybody to switch from Internet Explorer to their new browser called Edge, which only works on Windows 10. And now there are allegations that Microsoft has purposely degraded Internet Explorer along with other elements of Windows 7 and Windows 8 to literally force people to accept Windows 10. Forget about what you want. You will accept Windows 10, and you will pay monthly rental on all your software. And I will tell you why that is a problem. In the days of perpetual licenses of software, software companies had an incentive to come out with a new and improved software package to keep getting your money. If they transition to a month-to-month rent on the software, that incentive is gone. They have no incentive to improve the product. They have no incentive to even fix the problems that are in the product. And I'll give you an example that has really hit us. I'm Claire's techie for her choir, and two of the pieces of software I use are Sonar X1 and Sibelius. Now, Claire composes her music on Sonar. It's a very powerful composing tool. When we try and export that Sonar file to Sibelius, half the lyrics disappear. The problem is with Sonar, because I've looked into the files. The MIDI events for the lyrics are there, but they're empty. It's obviously a coding issue. And apparently it's been going for a long, long time, and nobody seems inclined to fix it. They don't need to. Their established user base is paying month to month to month to month rental on the software. Software development and is disincentivized. And what are we going to see? We're going to see other countries start to take over the lead in software development around the world and leave the U.S. behind, just like they left space exploration. We've been left behind in that. It was a very, very bad decision. I have still never been able to get my perfectly legal license of 3DS Studio Max to install on Windows 7. We're going on 2 years now, and all I get from the various companies, oh, it's their problem. We don't need to deal with this. It's not us. Some companies now that are doing the month-to-month rental on software, remember the good old days when they would actually send you a free update to fix the problems in the software? Now you have to pay for the update. If this problem is impacting your workflow, yes, we have a patch that will fix it that only costs blah, 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 blah. I think that needs to stop. Julian Assange is finally, after 6 years, getting a chance to present his side of the story in these allegations of sexual crimes that have basically resulted in him living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for all these years. And like so many of these other allegations, like the ones they were flinging against Donald Trump, it was a political weapon because the powers that be didn't like Julian Assange and what he was doing. Oh, and by the way, you remember that lawsuit against Donald Trump where he raped this 13-year-old girl on Jeff Epstein's island and it was going to go to court? The girl pulled the lawsuit, disappeared. Nobody can find her. It was a made-up job. And I suspect the same thing with Julian Assange. Now, I've had my doubts about Julian Assange, but at this point, there's no question he has done a service to the world. And he deserves to be able to go on his way and continue his work. Julian Assange has now come out with a warning for all of us. Google is not what they seem. They do things the CIA cannot. The CIA technically is under limitations imposed by law that do not apply to corporations. And Assange is saying you need to be very, very careful about what Google is doing. I remember when they came out with that puff piece about Google, the internship, and it's a fun movie. And it makes Google look like the swellest, most fun place to work. But clearly, there is a dark side to Google. Feel the force. All right, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now because I'm running to the end of the talking points, so we can take a few more phone calls for the end of the show here. We are continuing to see from climatologists and meteorologists who are not in the pay of Al Gore and his people that the globe is cooling at a record pace. We were talking yesterday about the World Meteorological Organization that is being cited as gospel truth in the corporate media that 2016 was the hottest year on record ever since they invented the thermometer. And the World Meteorological Organization is not, in fact, a scientific body. It is a political one. It is the media front group for the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, who are pushing global warming as one of the foundations to push for global government. You can't save the planet Earth by yourself. We will have to come in and constrain you to save the Earth from you icky-poo human beings. Sometimes these wacko ideas get out of control. Now, up in Stockholm, it is snowing, which November, yes, despite what the UK Independent said back in 2000, yes, we are still getting snowfalls. And in past years, Stockholm had a priority for clearing the snow from the streets. They would first clear the snow from the main roads and areas like construction sites. Then they would move to pavements and cycle lanes. But feminists came on out and said, well, this is sexist because men are more likely to drive and women more likely to walk. Therefore, you should clear the pavements and cycle lanes first and leave the main roads to last. And as a result, Stockholm is in the throes of a major traffic problem with accidents happening on those still snow and ice covered main roads. It's gotten so bad that the Green Party's Daniel Heldin admitted this was kind of a stupid idea, that gender-based, gender-equal snow removal had failed the city, and he's issued an apology to everybody who got injured or had their car damaged in all of this nonsense. It's amazing. Here's a story, and we've talked about this before. This is coming out of SITS show, S-I-T-S show, blogspot.com. Severe allergies to peanuts, eggs, and dairy directly linked to ingredients in common vaccines. And they're referencing a book, The Peanut Allergy Epidemic by Heather Fraser. And it starts out by asking a very simple question. Why is peanut anaphylaxis an epidemic only found in Western cultures? There are no cases of peanut anaphylaxis in India, where peanuts are like the main ingredient in most baby food products. 100 years ago, you couldn't find anybody allergic to peanuts. What has changed? We'll tell you when we come back from these commercials. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about vaccines. We're talking about peanut anaphylaxis. And there's a book, The Peanut Allergy Epidemic by Heather Fraser, which is pointing out that peanut anaphylaxis, like autism, is, shall we say, overrepresented in Western cultures. And pointing out, 100 years ago, you couldn't find anyone allergic to peanuts. And now it's commonplace for parents to be sending EpiPens to school for the teacher and the nurse in case their child is exposed to peanut dust. You look at packages and they'll say... food product was manufactured in a facility that processes peanuts because one speck of peanut dust can trigger a fatal reaction. What is wrong with us that we would go into anaphylactic shock from a seemingly harmless food ingredient that didn't harm anybody 100 years ago? And the answer is very obvious. It's because peanut oil is used as a vaccine adjuvant. Now, peanuts are something that you are supposed to eat and digest, not inject directly into the bloodstream. And these vaccine adjuvants are added to the vaccines to provoke a reaction. And the result is that, in theory, you will develop an immune response to the active pathogen in the vaccine. But what's really happening is you're conditioning the body to develop an immune response to things we would normally eat, including peanuts and dairy products. And that's where all this is coming from. And Obama wants to make vaccines mandatory for the world. Well, I guess if the entire world is suffering peanut anaphylaxis, then they don't know why that's happening. It's just one of those weird things. It's evolution. We all used to be healthy 100 years ago. Now we're all sickly and weak. And, you know, it's evolution, or it's the will of the imaginary playmate in the sky. But don't you ever, 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 ever dare suggest that the reckless behavior of the medical industrial complex has anything to do with this, because then you're just a tinfoil hat, kook, conspiracy wacko who runs one of those fake news websites. Mea maxima culpa on that one. I mean, it's very, very obvious. We know that 100 years ago, autism was extraordinarily rare. Now it's almost 1 in 16. Peanut anaphylaxis was unknown 100 years ago. Now it's a raging epidemic. Good for business for those people selling EpiPens. And I think an area of concern has to be prescription antidepressants, which in certain individuals seem to work the other way, triggering acts of violence, suicide. We may be living in a country that is literally drugging itself to illness and insanity, all in the name of a fast buck. And remember, we're not talking about the street drugs you're finding out there on the corner. We're talking about the stuff prescribed by your doctor, sold to you by the pharmacy. There is an issue there, and it has to be dealt with. I'm wondering how many of Hillary's campaign workers, supporters, followers are on prescription antidepressants. Would explain a lot of the behavior we're seeing coming out of them. Now, looking past Donald Trump's upset victory, a lot of other laws got voted in this last election. Up in Sonoma County, they passed Measure M, which makes the growing and selling of genetically modified crops illegal in their county. Now, I'm sure that Monsanto is going to be pushing back on that, and it's going to be very, very difficult for farmers in Sonoma County to grow GMO-free crops when those GMO pollens are blowing in from states away. But at least it's a step in the right direction. Now, on the issue of Monsanto, there are more and more lawsuits regarding glyphosate. More about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-4000.
800-981-0911.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, welcome back to the show here. Very, very sad story, just breaking. Apparently, anti-Trump protesters blocked an ambulance, resulting in the death of a 4-year-old girl's father. And Paul Joseph Watson is reporting on this thing, talking about a doctor saying, I had a patient die during transfer last night because our ambulance was stopped by protesters and had to drive an extra 45 minutes around the blocked roads. That is just terrible. That is just terrible. Anyway, back to this lawsuit against Monsanto's Roundup. Now, first of all, the World Health Organization has declared glyphosate a probable human carcinogen, and it's being spread all over. When they use it in Roundup on the gardens, it gets into the food you are eating. There's no amount of washing the vegetables or even peeling them that's going to get it out. And there are agricultural workers who have been exposed to huge amounts of glyphosate. They are now coming down with cancer. They are now suing. And they should. A federal judge has just given the city of Spokane, Washington, the okay to go ahead and sue Monsanto. It's time for a pushback against the fascism that has been gripping our country for the last 30 years, where the corporations can do no wrong and we, the American people, can do no right. It's time for that to end. Now, GM products are getting another black eye. You would think the government of India, after the BT cotton disaster, would be exercising some caution regarding any GM crops. But now they're dealing with this case of GM mustard, which is the first genetically modified food crop that's been allowed into India. It's a commercial food crop. And apparently there's a big stink regarding the tests for safety. They found altered data, fraud. It was described as monumentally bogus on the part of the government trying to get this thing approved. And it's gone all the way to the Supreme Court of India. The government is now saying that they will go along with whatever the Supreme Court decides. And, of course, this will have wide-ranging implications for India's food industry and agriculture. People are going to be very, very concerned about consuming any mustard products that might have even been anywhere near India. And it's another reminder that when you have these super large corporations that have the money and political pull to simply bypass the laws that exist for our safety, you're going to get into trouble. Now, getting on back to Podesta's leaked emails, they show that Hillary Clinton's campaign was heavily funded by Monsanto. And Monsanto is a good friend of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. And I wonder what favors Hillary Clinton did for Monsanto following those donations. Was she instrumental in getting the Indian government to approve the GM mustard? Now, remember, we've seen this kind of corruption before. All the way back in Arkansas, there was another scandal called Bloodgate, where Governor Bill Clinton was allowing blood to be harvested from Arkansas prisoners to manufacture medicines for hemophilia. Unfortunately, the prisoners were not being screened medically, and they were passing on hepatitis and HIV. To the hemophiliacs who were getting the machine. And everybody was making money because nobody was actually doing any testing. That was a big stink. Donald Trump is right. It is a swamp. And it actually was all along. The land under Washington, D.C. in George Washington time, it was a malarial swamp. That's why he deeded it to the U.S. government for the new capital city. There was nothing he could do with it. Now, down in South Carolina, as you know, they had serious flooding following their last major storm. And the Red Cross is now starting to shut down their shelters. And FEMA has gone on in. And what are they doing? Reopening the shelters? No, they've opened a loan window. FEMA's response to this natural disaster is to go on out and get these people in South Carolina back on that debt hook. And it seems like this lust for money really is the root of all evil, because we're seeing all these corporations making decisions solely based on extracting more money from we, the American people, at a time when we just don't have it. And that is probably the biggest failure of the money junkie philosophy of the last 20 years. The idea that you could go on sucking wealth out of the American people at the same time you took away their high-paying jobs. Was there nobody in Wall Street? Was there nobody in Washington, D.C. who realized that was an unworkable formula? Or were they all just doped up on their prescription antidepressants and couldn't see what was right in front of their face? Like I said, I don't envy Donald Trump the job he has in front of him. Making America great, it's not going to be an easy process. He's going to have to bring back our manufacturing. That's not going to happen overnight. It's not like people just walked out of those factories, turned the lights off, and locked the doors. Most of those factories, the machinery has been stripped off and sold for scrap or sold to foreign countries. Most of those factories are empty, corroded hulks. And all those nations that gratefully accepted the lead in manufacturing from America's Wall Street wizards are not going to be so silly as to allow it to come back easily. We're already hearing friction from China. They love manufacturing iPhones and things because it creates jobs, keeps their people employed, keeps them happy. They don't want to give that up. And again, that is why I am fully on board with Donald Trump's ambitions for NASA. He wants to end its Earth monitoring mission, which is really just a fancy name for supporting the global warming propaganda. And he wants to retask NASA to go on out there into the solar system, see what's there. Go back to Mars, look for indigenous life. Go to Europa, look for life. I think they should go to Titan, see if there's something swimming in those methane pools. But all of this is not so we see the American flag back out there in the solar system, joining all those other countries who have now leapt beyond us in space exploration. And it's not, it's only marginally because I'm scientifically curious about what they're going to find. I'm old enough to remember how the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s that created so many jobs and much wealth in this country was based on the technology incubator called the Apollo Moon Program. And we need another one. We dare not get into a game of playing catch-up with established industrial methods and technologies. We could be 100 years trying to catch up to nations like China. We have to leapfrog ahead. We need to make that next revolutionary breakthrough into photonics, for example, to get past overheating problems on computers. Build computers that are 1,000 times smaller than they are today, don't have to worry about cooling fans. New materials. Find out if aerogel can actually be used for something. But we need to do it. And in solving the problems on how to get down below the ice on Europa, how to look for life in the methane pools of Titan, how to get on out there and maybe see if there's something worth digging for, mining on those asteroids. We're going to solve these problems and we're going to develop new technologies which will bring us new industries, new products, new factories, new jobs. Everyone's scrounging about natural resources here on planet Earth, and it's getting a little bit strained. But do you know what resources are out there in our solar system? You want to talk about hydrocarbons? Jupiter's atmosphere is filled with them, more than we could ever use. How about a series of giant tankers that go out to Jupiter, skim along the upper atmosphere, fill up with hydrocarbons, then come back to Earth, drop them off at the refineries? It may sound far-fetched, but then back in the 1800s, could anybody have envisioned this network of giant ocean supertankers constantly traversing the globe, taking oil from one part and putting it to another? Why not do that with Jupiter? It's only a question of scale. Everybody loves gold. Oh, there's a... Let's start looking at those asteroids. There might be some minerals out there that be much easier to dig them there and drop them down to Earth than to dig down into the Earth and bring them back up. It just takes the will to do it. I notice that on National Geographic, Smithsonian, I think it was, they're starting to run a dramatization of the first human expedition to Mars. And I think it's great that they're thinking about Mars. But again, it's not to put a flag up. It's only marginally the science we will learn about life on other worlds. It's about that leapfrog into a whole new technological era that will let us recreate the 30 years of the tech boom in the United States of America that has given us things like the watch, the iPad, the iPhone. 25, 30 years down the road, people will look at the iPhone and see it as primitive as the dial desk telephone is today. There's a lot of potential out there. Meanwhile, I do have an issue to pick with National Geographic. They were talking about Mars and research here on Earth about why Mars became lifeless, because the evidence is clear. At one time, it had oceans and an atmosphere and probably had life. I know it still does. Dr. Gilbert Levin knows it still does. But they're saying, oh, what happened? Was it global warming or global cooling? No, actually, if you look very carefully at the topography of Mars, at some point in its past, it got slammed by a huge asteroid that literally bent the entire planet. If you look at the Tarsus region where all the volcanoes are, and it's this great uplifted plateau, on the opposite side of the planet, there's an area called Utopia that is a depression. And were I planning missions to Mars, I'd be going to Utopia and looking for evidence of impactites, shocked quartz, things like that. I think that's what happened to Mars. And yes, it could happen here. But I do think we need to do that. Meanwhile, bad news for people in Rome. I mean, they've been having all these problems with all these earthquakes. There is a dormant volcano outside Rome that is starting to rumble and reawaken. And Italian seismologists, volcanologists, are very concerned because an eruption of the Colli Albani volcanic system, it's only 10 kilometers from Rome. It could bury Rome the way Pompeii buried, or rather Vesuvius buried Pompeii. And it's a real situation. And, you know, it's amazing when you see the Earth do these things, whether it's, you know, the big quakes they're having down in New Zealand or the volcanoes, and you begin to realize that man's ability to influence nature is still very, very limited, contrary to the claims of the human-caused global warming fanatics out there. And in a lot of ways, I look at Al Gore and his ilk and their suggestions about how we can lock the climate into something that we have arbitrarily decreed to be perfect. Reminds me of when Caligula had his soldiers stab the ocean with their spears because he declared war on Neptune. And it makes a good show, but it doesn't really have an effect. Until the global warming fanatics can put a thermostat on the sun and literally move the Earth's orbit around, climate will always change. And there's not a thing they can do to stop about it. And they're not interested in stopping it. They just want to find a way to make money off of it, because that's what politicians do. Now then, let's see. That old one about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton walking into a bar is making the rounds again. Even Paul Joseph Watson had it. That's a good one to be saving, and I'll tell you why. Because when you're dealing with these closed-minded liberals who are still convinced that Hillary Clinton is sweetness and light and a virgin princess, and Donald Trump is the next incarnation of Cthulhu, you need to remind them. The reason Hillary Clinton lost this election had nothing to do with outreach, had nothing to do with rhetoric, had nothing to do, a little to do with nationalism. It really had to do with the Clintons' long history of crimes and corruptions. Benghazi, election fraud, the military not getting their votes counted, that happened. The secret private email server that had classified information on it, and according to Guccifer, at least 10 foreign IPs were logged into that machine helping themselves. The question I want to know is, were the owners of those IPs also at the same time making generous donations to the Clinton Foundation? One of the reasons that the ultra-corrupt and the ultra-evil can get away with what they get away with is the inability of ordinary people to imagine that anybody could be that evil, that corrupt. Certainly during Nazi Germany, when the Order of the White Rose was trying to get word out about what Hitler was really doing, they met a lot of resistance from the German people who said, it couldn't be. No human is that evil. No human is that corrupt. And yet we know he was. Same thing in the Soviet Union during Stalin's time. The curse of all political power is it attracts the very sort of people who shouldn't have it. And the more powerful those positions are, the stronger the lure. And you will find people who are willing to do anything to acquire those positions of power. And once they have them, equally willing to do anything with them. That's why the founding fathers, when they designed this country, authority and power was diffused across the entire nation, residing in the local governments, in the state governments. There was never supposed to be an all-powerful central government in this country because the founding fathers understood what evils would result from that central tyrannical government. And we've seen it all with our own eyes. And hopefully we'll all shout a warning to future generations to keep an eye out for it. We'll be right back after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today, and I want to jump on back to Donald Trump and his transition. And I had speculated before that the reason Chris Christie was demoted as head of the transition team, and Mike Pence was moved into that command slot, was that Chris Christie was going along with trying to infiltrate Trump's White House with as many of the old guard neocons as he could. And Trump apparently spotted that and said, "You're fired." And we are now seeing from Salon that Donald Trump's transition team has dropped every single one of Chris Christie's appointees. "You're fired, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired." Now, the corporate media is saying, "Oh, this is Trump being angry and arrogant. This is a terrible thing. How could he do that? Chris Christie worked for months on this." So you can almost smell the panic here. But what's going on is that the old guard neocons, the old hardliners, they wanted to try and infiltrate Donald Trump's White House so they could hijack his presidency and keep him on track with their agenda. And they have failed miserably. And we have to score one for the Donald on this, that he was sharp enough to pick up on it and had the courage to do something about it. So anything that you are being told about who's going to be in the cabinet and who's going to be in this and that, it's still mostly rumor. We know the chief of staff is going to be Priebus. We know the top advisor is going to be Bannon. We are pretty sure that Trey Gowdy is going to be the AG. Beyond that, it's all speculation. But all of these are good people. Now, I know they're trying to push the idea of Rudy Giuliani as Secretary of State, and I know most of you listeners have concerns about Giuliani because of the going-alongs with 9/11. But Giuliani was a tough prosecutor and an equally tough negotiator. And I could see an argument for kind of overlooking the 9/11 thing, unless his name comes up in a subsequent investigation, and get somebody in there who can do the job, who can go on out there and talk to these other nations that are still trying to go the globalist route and open borders and the rest of it and say, "No, we're laying down the law. This is a new United States of America, and the United States of America is its top priority, and you might as well get used to that right now." But again, the corporate media is out there denouncing this. They thought they had these neocons inside Donald Trump's administration, and they're all being given the hee-ho, heave-ho, every single one of them. They're out. And that is a very, very good thing. It does show Trump's White House intends to be independent. It tends to be free of the old guard interference and influence. And I can understand why the establishment is panicking, because Trump is turning out to be every bit the nightmare they thought he might be. Pull back from war with Russia. Trey Gowdy is AG going after Hillary and her corruptions. Oh, it's going to be a fun 2017. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here and spread it all over the place. Working together, we can shout down the corrupt corporate media. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.